Washington, D.C., Sunday, December 28th, 1890. In company with Elder Washburn, Sarah McInterfer and I left Washington at 9 o'clock for Baltimore to meet a previous appointment at 11 o'clock. We learned the cars did not stop at the station where we had written for them to meet us, and no one was waiting for us at the next station. We met Sister Harris on the train, and all four of us went on our way to find the place of meeting. It was not readily found. We walked from street to street. It was bitterly cold, but the air was bracing and good food for the lungs. After wandering about nearly 1 hour, we were just as much in the dark as when we began the search. We searched directories in vain. We decided to take the streetcar and see where that would take us. This was wise. I believe the Lord suggested this to our minds. On the car was a colored sister just going to the meeting, and she directed us so we found the little hall, away out in the country. The hall was literally packed with believers and unbelievers. They had been waiting 1 hour, fearing that we would not come. How rejoiced were our brethren to see us! The meeting was opened at once. I spoke from John 14, dwelling particularly upon that portion which refers to the commandments of God, verses 15, 21 to 26. The Lord strengthened and blessed me in speaking to the people. There were quite a number of the First Day Adventists present. They are believers in the age to come, and disbelievers in the pre-existence of Christ before he came to our world. Although I had not the slightest knowledge of the faith of those present, being a stranger to the people, yet the remarks were so fitting to those present that Brother Jones, elder of the church, said he thought they would accuse him of telling me, but we came directly into the meeting without one word of conversation with anyone. I dwelt particularly upon the divine character of Jesus Christ. We walked a short distance to Brother and Sister Jones's and became acquainted a little with their family. We were much pleased with the family. We took dinner with them and then stepped into a hack provided for us that took us to the station. We were obliged to wait 3/4 of an hour for the cars, for they were behind time, but we got on board the train and were soon comfortably seated. We reached Washington about 4 o'clock. Friends were glad to see us. Elder Washburn remained to hold meetings Sunday, night. I was not well. My heart troubled me. Great pain was in my heart, something of the same nature that I suffered in California. I could sleep but little that night. We decided when this pain came on me so unexpectedly that I would not be able to attend the meetings we designed in Philadelphia, Ohio, and Williamsport. As I had no appointments out, it was thought best to return home to Battle Creek. All urged us to do this when they learned how sick I was.